Toronto-based Seabridge Gold says it's continuing to define the boundaries of a group of ore bodies at its Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell copper, gold, and silver deposit. The Northwest British Columbia mine is upstream of two rivers that enter the ocean within about 50 miles of Ketchikan. KSM spokesman Brent Murphy says this summer's drilling will focus on what's called the Mitchell deposit.
At depth, there are core zones associated with these low-grade porphyry copper systems. So what that means is you have higher-grade copper.
Is it all focusing on copper?
What we're finding, of course, with KSM is that where there's copper, there's gold. So we're also exploring for gold at the same time.
Drilling will also further explore two other promising deposits. Seabridge Gold says the depth of the richer deposits may allow for underground rather than open pit mining in some areas. It says that could save money as well as reduce water use and surface disturbance. Murphy says 40 to 45 people are working at the remote site right now, with about 20 more coming later. They'll operate up to three drill rigs.
It's a little bit less than last year and the previous year. 2 years ago, we had, five drill rigs turning. Last year, we had four.
Exploration is only part of the picture. Seabridge Gold expects mine construction to cost more than $5 billion Canadian and continues to seek investment partners. The company's annual report shows that as one of its top goals for 2014, and it continues to be for this year. It says Seabridge has doubled the number of confidentiality agreements with prospective partners, though it didn't give a number.
What was certainly very promising and favorable to us was the awarding and granting of the federal environmental assessment approval on late December 2014. A few companies took notice of that. So the process for seeking a joint venture partner continues.
Seabridge Gold won similar approval from the province last summer. On the downside, the company acknowledges low metals prices continue to impact investments. Also affecting the mine's prospects is last year's Mount Polly mine disaster in east central British Columbia. A tailings dam breach and subsequent flood led to recommendations for significant changes in mine construction practices. Bonnie Gestring of Earthworks, a conservation organization, authored a recent critical risk analysis of the KSM.
They're proposing to use the same discredited tailings dam technology as that used by Mount Polly. So once again, they're proposing to submerge tailings underwater after the mine closes, which is in direct conflict with what the expert panel recommended to reduce the potential for catastrophic failure.
She says a dry tailing storage system would be much safer. That's what's used at Southeast Alaska's Greens Creek mine. Murphy says the comparison is unfair. He says KSM's tailings dam will be better built and far less risky.
These are much gentler slopes than what was evident at Mount Polly and are much more stable over the long term. We're also ensuring that we will not have water built up within the impoundment. So water will be kept hundreds of meters away from the crest of the dam, unlike what we saw at Mount Polly.
The tailings dam is planned for a valley in the watershed of the Nass River, which enters the ocean south of the Alaska border. A mine site water treatment plant will be within the watershed of the Unuk River, which drains into salt water northeast of Ketchikan. Seabridge Gold this spring announced it had raised about $16 million Canadian to fund this summer's drilling program. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.